Hello, and welcome to This Tango Voice. I'm your host, William Lee. Today, I catch up with Anne in the departure lounge of Tarbes Airport in southern France, where we've just attended the Tarbes and Tango Festival. You'll hear about her extensive travels this year to festivals, marathons, and encuentros across Europe. Anne talks about why she travels for tango, her focus on Eastern Europe this year, and her impressions on why the dance is more popular among the younger generation there than in Western Europe. Okay. So we're at Tarbes Airport. We've just had the Tarbes and Tango event.
A wonderful experience.
And why don't you start by introducing yourself a little bit?
Okay, well, my name is Anne. I've been dancing tango since 2009.
Okay.
And my background is Siroc, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know about this.
Yeah.
So you started Siroc. Bit before tango.
Yeah, a long time before tango. Well, okay. I've danced since I was a little girl, actually,
yeah.
Always something.
Okay.
Ballet, tap, modern, jazz, and so on.
Yeah.
So I've always found something, some way of expressing myself through music.
Okay.
I was an avid clubber.
Yeah. In the student days.
Yes, yeah.
Or and, maybe after.
And then when the clubbing scene didn't really work, you know, life matured. I joined Modern Jive or Siroc, which I did for many years, and it was my first partner-led dance.
Okay.
Siroc. I'd never danced with a partner before. Everything prior to that was all myself.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a wonderful experience.
That's quite a different experience.
Very different. And I did that for many years. I used to go regularly. Once, twice, three times a week.
Okay.
A great way to let off steam, exercise, and of course, you know, I want to move to music. That's my main thing.
Were you always based around Reading?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So that's the scene, you know, or you travel into London and other?
No.
Oh, okay.
So always in and around.
How big is Reading? The Siroc community? Is it bigger than tango?
I would say. Yes, it is. Well, it certainly was when I started.
Mm.
And I think the reason for that is Siroc hit on this formula.
Yeah.
So every week they would teach you four moves, which they would link.
Oh,
so you could start dancing pretty quickly.
Immediately, yeah. And then gradually add to the vocabulary.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So each week you'd learn four more new moves and so on.
Yeah. Okay. So Siroc. And then... How did you transition into tango?
I wanted something more challenging.
Okay.
Yeah, I wanted something more challenging because I was already, rather than... Siroc is very good for learning and for dancing on the beat and so on.
Mm.
But I was already not dancing in that way. I was expressing myself. If there was a pause, I would want... To pause with the music.
Yeah.
If there was a syncopation, I would want to follow the syncopation.
Mm.
And I was finding it difficult to find leaders
who would
lead that and follow that.
I don't know the Siroc music very well, but are there natural pauses in the songs?
Yeah, you can do Siroc to pretty much anything.
Ah, okay. Yeah. So it just depends on the music.
Michael Jackson, Elvis Presley,
Stevie
Wonder.
Okay.
And more modern stuff that's in the charts.
Yeah. So then you decided to sort of enter into tango.
And I...
Made you think tango was kind of where the pauses are more appreciated?
I think I danced with someone.
Oh, okay.
And I must have had a conversation with him
and
commented on
the way
he was dancing.
Mm.
And he said, that's because I do tango. Argentine tango. And that, I thought, well, okay, this could be something that I need to learn.
Fun,
And just by chance, reasonably local to me, there was an Argentine tango class with a couple of they weren't champions in Argentine tango, but they were champion ballroom dancers.
Oh, okay.
And so they had a very good technique. They knew how to teach.
Mm.
So I started their classes.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. So once I got going,
yeah,
I very quickly realized that it pays to spend a bit of time with different tutors.
Okay.
Because they each have their strengths.
Yeah. They all each offer something.
Absolutely.
Different, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's what I did. And I would try and do the odd class in London. I went also on tango holidays where in the morning you had lessons and then in the afternoon you went sightseeing.
Oh, okay.
And I did that with Marisol and Alfredo. They came, they were based in the Windsor area.
Yeah.
And their professionals were Los Ocampo.
Okay, yeah.
So we used to go with Monica and Omar. They were the professionals.
Yeah.
So I went on a cruise on the Nile.
Oh,
I went
okay.
to Jordan. I went to, where else did I go with them? Oh, Buenos Aires, the first
time. Ah, it was
time.
With them?
I went with them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
With the Los Ocampo? Oh.
Los Ocampo weren't on that one.
Yeah.
Because there were professionals in Buenos Aires that we could use, but we... What Marisol and Alfredo did, which was a brilliant idea, they hired an apartment for 12 people.
Yeah.
Plus a salon.
Oh, plus a salon.
So the professionals would come to us.
Yeah. You
for
have classes.
A couple of hours in the morning.
Yeah.
Right? And then you were free to either sightsee or whatever. And then we'd all jump in taxis in the evening and they took us out to El Beso or El Galon or Vissel, all the different milongas that were available.
Yeah. Lovely.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah. Okay. So that's sort of how you got into tango. And and then you went to Buenos Aires. This was 20...
Yes, about 2012. So I started about 2009.
Okay.
And then about 2011, 2012, I went to Buenos Aires.
Yeah.
Which, on reflection, was probably too soon.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But in what sense did you feel it was too early?
I suppose I feel now I would benefit more from the classes.
Ah, of course, yeah. Yeah,
but it's too far for me. I don't.
It's too far
totally,
for you to go.
I'm totally not interested now in going all the way.
Yeah.
I would rather. I follow some people in Paris that I think could be good.
Mm.
I like Michael Nagtechi. And he travels all over the place with Elvira Lam. I mean, the reason I like Nagtechi is the height.
Okay.
Being tall.
Yeah, he's quite tall. Yeah.
He's, and Elvira is tall.
Mm.
You know, it's a slightly
different... I see, it's a style that you
feel
you can relate to.
Well, and they know what to do with long legs, because it can get in the way sometimes.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So you try to take lessons with them when they're, like, wherever they are? Or you follow them?
I have done.
Oh, okay.
I'm not... I think I took a decision 2 years ago.
Mm.
2 or 3 years ago that actually or two decisions, my main focus needed to be that I needed to learn how to follow.
Mm-hmm.
And classes don't necessarily help you with that.
Yeah.
And my impression was that I just need to dance and more dance.
Okay.
So that was the first decision.
Mm.
My second decision was that I needed to dance with people better than me.
Mm. Yeah, that's
and
always
in order to do that dances. You have to go where the good dancers gravitate, and they are events.
Mm. I see.
So
this was about 2 years ago that you came to. Okay. So as of about 2 years ago, you now travel a lot. Okay, so just give us a sense of how much you travel. Let's start this year, maybe.
I need my schedule.
In the last 3 months.
I could get my schedule
And
take it because I'm trying to remember it all.
Oh, okay.
So, for example, in May, I was away every weekend.
Every weekend.
May.
So this would be
somewhere.
weekends or a whole week? Or
sometimes a whole week. It depends on the event.
Okay.
Yeah.
And just European events generally?
Yes. I'm not really interested in long haul. Mm-hmm. That's the first thing.
Yeah.
I'm not, because of, again, height, I have a slight reservation about certain countries. I used to do Spain quite a lot, but now I'm feeling I need to bypass Spain.
Yeah.
Maybe northern Spain might be okay. But so I decided Eastern Europe might be the place for me to try.
Yeah.
So, for example, I started the new year in Budapest.
Okay.
I went to an event in Budapest.
Yeah.
So back end of December, through to New Year.
Yeah.
I went to a lovely event in Budapest, and it was exactly how I imagined. We danced in beautiful venues, lovely tall leaders.
Sorry, just for our listeners, how tall are you?
Well, I'm nearly 5'9".
Okay.
But of course, I'm with heels.
Yeah. So still, yeah. Okay.
So, the thing I noticed immediately was the demographic was a little younger than I'm used to in the UK.
Mm.
Well, quite a lot younger. Mm-hmm. So the energy is different.
Yeah.
The host was a young man, I would put early 30s.
Wow. Okay, the host.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah. Early to mid 30s.
Mm.
Again, very tall, very dynamic. The event was beautifully organized. The food, unbelievable.
Okay.
The food, snacks in between, really beautiful patisseries and macaroons. And not that I like all of that stuff,
but it
just looks fantastic.
Yeah.
There would be soup.
Okay.
In the early hours of the morning. Just little things to keep you going.
Yeah. This was a marathon?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Two milongas a day. And then, of course, on New Year's Eve, we get the countdown, the bubbles, and so it's a really very nice event.
Yeah.
And I noticed the attitude to dancing was much more, I'm going to say serious, but in a fun way.
Mm-hmm.
They take their dancing very seriously.
Mm.
And seem to me to treat it a little like a sport.
Yeah.
So you invest time, energy, resources.
Mm-hmm.
You start younger.
Yeah.
And they have this lovely young community.
Mm.
So that was a wonderful experience and a good start to my year of investigating Eastern Europe.
Okay, so it started this year, really?
It started, yeah. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I did started at, did I do anything back in the last year? So I did Bucharest back end of last year. But if we're looking at this year, that's really the scheduled start was Budapest.
Mm.
Then I spent a weekend in Berlin at the end of January just to do the local milongas.
Yeah.
And that was very nice.
Mm.
Berlin is, many people call it Berlin Iris because the choice.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
You have at least two or three milongas to choose from every day.
Yeah.
From practica to, house party milonga to milongas in beautiful venues.
Yeah.
And they're regular events.
Okay.
Every week.
Okay.
There's a nice little app, Oi Milonga.
Yeah.
And you just tune in.
Oh, okay.
Off you go. Just decide. And so there's like a tango map. They tell you what percentage of neo versus traditional.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. For each event.
Yes.
Yes. I see.
Yeah.
So
how much it's going to be? A map to get there.
Yeah.
Who organizes it? Little notes.
Okay. Wow, incredible. So this is just any regular, sort of regular events, not for a particular, not over a particular festival period.
No.
It's just, okay.
Then I went to, in the second week in February, I went to Bilbao. I did an event in Bilbao.
Yeah.
with Christina and Borja, again, very young couple.
Yeah.
So the energy is, again, a nice young mixed with a more mature demographic.
Okay.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Let's see, where did it go next? Then I went to Paris at the end of February for the weekend, just to do the local milongas.
Okay, which ones did you go to?
I did, let's see, El Garonne, Joya, La Joya.
La Joya, yeah. Did you enjoy La Joya?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, at the one night I was there, it was so packed.
Oh, wow.
I don't know if it's always like that,
And they have a monthly one, which was my favorite, called La Dolce Vita, in a huge hall, so there's plenty of space.
Yeah.
And because it's once a month, everyone goes there.
I see. Okay.
And again, it's you get this nice demographic.
Yeah.
And Paris can be tricky.
Yes.
Yeah, it can be tricky.
Yeah.
But the more you go, your face becomes known.
Yeah. I didn't have issue getting dancers in La Joya. It was more the floor was just like...
Oh, okay.
The floor was so packed and everyone danced as if no one else is on the floor.
Yes. Billows like, flying everywhere, yes.
Yeah, I'm like, wait, hold on, this doesn't quite work. It's no. Like, something's not working.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Anyway. Okay.
So that's the end, takes us to the end of February. Then I went to, the Canary Islands event.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And the Canary Islands is a lovely, you can very easily mix that with holiday time because it's a city beach.
Yeah. Which island?
It's
Tenerife.
It's Canary Island, Gran Canaria.
Ah, okay.
So you're based in Las Palmas, the capital.
Yeah.
So I've got a 2-mile stretch of sandy beach.
Oh, okay.
To promenade along.
Yeah, yeah.
And then every day there's at least 2 milongas and then an after party.
Yeah. And this is just a local scene?
No,
this is the international.
International. Okay. Yeah. They get about 300 people.
Oh, okay. Mm. And this is how long is this event?
A week.
Oh, wow. Okay. It's a lot of dancing.
Yeah. And but in the depths of winter, March, it's very attractive.
Sure. Mm. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And then on my way home from Tenerife, I went via Santander to Las Paperusas.
Okay. That's in Santander.
Yes.
Okay.
And that was an encuentro. Mm. That was lovely.
Okay.
Very nice. Mostly Spanish.
Yeah.
Then in April, I think I met you and Victoria in Oxford.
What was the event?
That was the Oxford Tango Festival.
Ah, the Oxford Festival, of course. Yeah.
Which I really enjoyed, very sweet.
Okay.
Yeah,
in the big town hall.
Yes.
Yeah,
very nice.
I thought the after party was even better. Mm. I didn't expect it to be like just about everyone in the town hall went to the after party, and so we're all crammed in the little church hall. I loved it. Just like, also milongas don't normally go late into the evening, but to see so many people in the small church hall at like 1 a.m. was pretty nice. The energy was great.
Enjoyed it was feeling energy. And again, I think the demographic I found in Oxford and Cambridge is a nice demographic. You get that extra useful energy. Then where do I go? I went to Rouen in France.
Mm.
That was the middle of April. That was an encuentro.
Yeah.
It was also very nice. Then I went to Crete at the beginning of May.
Mm.
And our tsunami in Crete were mostly Greek.
Okay.
So that was interesting.
Yeah, so they're very different experience.
And the Greeks are then famed for their hospitality. Just so welcoming.
How was the food very good? Because I remember from Patra, it was the first time, it was my first marathon, and I didn't realize we get fed so well.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
I was like, whoa.
Yeah, and proper.
Yeah.
Somebody's, made the traditional whatever for the day.
Yeah.
Beautiful sweets, and the host welcomed us, sort of every day. I mean, just lovely.
Yeah.
So I really enjoyed Crete. And again, that's a really nice, you could very easily combine that with a holiday.
Yeah.
Next year, I'd like to do the Crete event, but stay on, because they all invited me to then go on to the local Milongas.
Oh, okay.
You're going on Tuesday. Well, but tomorrow evening we're in Heraklion. Why don't you come, you know?
Okay, yeah.
Stay, we'll take you there, you know. So I'd like to do that next year. And May was a busy month for me, so I did Arsenale in Crete the first weekend in May. The second weekend, I went to Funko Tango in Bucharest.
Okay.
The third weekend, I went to... Where did I go? I went to Milan, but just to do the local Milongas.
Yep. How do you find the difference between international events and local Milongas?
In terms of what, getting dances or...?
Yeah, getting dances. I guess the international events, you see a lot of the same dances.
That's true.
Through travel.
It's a circuit, yes.
Yeah, it's a circuit. Like I said, you know, you talk to people here, they say, oh, you're going to this event or the last event.
Yes.
So, international is kind of a circuit, and local milongas, you meet the local dancers who don't necessarily travel.
Yes, it's a different mindset, I would say. Yes, you go with a different mindset. Typically, it's only one milonga a day, whereas in the international ones, you're expecting at least two.
Yeah.
So you have to prepare mentally and physically and rest and so on for that.
And I guess you really partly go there for the city, not so much. So you can explore during the day, and then there's something to do in the evening.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or hook up with a tango friend that you want to spend time with. Because often, if you go to milongas or an event, you really don't get the time to... So, you know, I have
a
nice
up.
German friend, a tanguera in Frankfurt.
Uh-huh.
And it's nice to stay with her.
Yeah.
And then we do things during the day and then go to milonga in the evening.
Yeah. Yes. And I guess at local events, maybe you're more relaxed as well. It's kind of, you can have a drink and not necessarily like have to dance every time.
That's exactly it. Yeah.
Okay. Nice.
Then from Milan, I went directly to Frankfurt, to La Cuerda, which is a very nice event in Frankfurt. That's a, I suppose, an encuentro, but quite a large one. Then, last thing in May was Tango Sud in Montpellier.
Okay.
Yeah, which is a very big event, about 500 dancers.
Yeah.
And this year, I think I mentioned to you, I didn't have such a good time there this year.
Yeah.
As compared to the year before.
Yeah.
I found it very difficult to get dancers.
To get dancers.
Yeah.
Okay.
The women greatly outnumbered the men.
Uh-huh. I guess that's, in festivals this can happen, right?
Yes, and actually the tangueras didn't really behave very well.
Oh, okay.
They were
quite aggressive.
Getting their dances with the next tanguero whilst they were walking off the floor, having just completed a tanda
without
their previous tanguero.
Yeah.
So all the tangueras sitting out waiting for the next tanda didn't really get a chance. So that really didn't work very well.
Yeah.
Once you're on the floor...
Well, it is great, right? You start... as you walk off, you can scan the...
But that's not really...
That's not the... Yeah. Anyway, okay.
Yes. Then June, I went to Belgrade. That was an amazing experience.
Yes. So we want to talk about Belgrade.
Yeah.
Okay.
Belgrade, it's a huge event, massive event. One evening, I think there were easily 1,200 dancers.
Okay.
In this massive exhibition hall.
Yeah.
All the milongas were held in this exhibition hall.
Thank you.
But what really impressed me in Belgrade on the last afternoon milonga. Well, a group of young people came in the room, I would guess. Late yeah. teens, they yeah. seemed late teens.
Uh-huh.
And they were obviously a group, they obviously knew each other. And you could see that they had, that it seemed like they'd been brought there by perhaps their teacher, their tango teacher.
Yeah.
To show them and give them the experience
okay.
of a real live milonga.
A very big one for for a bit of an experience.
Yes.
Yeah. This is not a small local milonga.
Yeah, well, this is what I mean when I think they start young.
Okay.
So you could see that they were watching the floor, watching the way people were moving and their steps, and then they were practicing between each other at the side.
Yeah.
All the way around the floor, it was huge.
Yeah.
So they had space to sort of practice, and for example, one tanguero was practicing la parada, so he put his leg out, but the tanguera stepped over with the wrong foot. And so they were trying to figure it out because she's ending up on the wrong foot, so he couldn't then do anything with her. So they're scratching their heads and trying to work it all out. So they're given a bit of guidance. So you could see they were kind of practicing.
Yeah.
The better ones of the group were then taken onto the floor just for maybe one track of the tanda.
Okay.
To just have a little
to have a feel on the
Then again, some of the better of the group, the two of them would go on as a couple and just try a track and
And you said they are like high school?
Yeah,
kids?
They seemed like that sort of age group.
Yeah.
And I got chatting to one of the locals. That's the other thing about the East Europeans. They're very curious about you.
Uh-huh, as a visitor.
Both
yeah.
men and women. They want to talk to you.
Uh-huh.
They're very welcoming. They're interested in why you brought to Belgrade. Yes, yeah.
Okay.
So I got chatting to one of the women, and she indicated that in some of the schools they offer tango classes in high school.
Okay. Oh, all right. Yeah.
So that's where it all starts.
Mm.
And of course, they have a reduced rate, you know, reduced class rate if they do classes outside of school.
Okay. Yeah.
So the financial incentive is there.
I see. Yeah. So the school kind of sort of brings them through the door, and then they can explore outside as well.
That was the impression that I got.
Okay.
So that was lovely to watch. And then, of course, you have these young, amazing dancers. So even if I'm sat out, not a problem. And I would much rather watch something like that than a performance, to be honest.
You're right.
Because you know, they may have danced together before.
Yeah.
I mean, they probably have, because it's not that big a community in Belgrade.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So they will know each other and they will have danced together before, but it's completely spontaneous.
Yeah.
And amazing.
Okay. Lovely,
Yeah, really wonderful to watch.
Yeah. So that's left, you said this has left an impression on you. And maybe partly explain why they were such young dancers and maturing young dancers, like in Eastern Europe. Yeah.
Many of the tangueros that I danced with who come from other parts of the world go there regularly because they know that they're going to get an energy level younger. The women can really dance. Okay, so after Belgrade, where did I go then? Oh, I think that was Toulouse next.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Well, how was Toulouse? Which event was this?
It was at Tango Postal.
Postal. Ah, someone told me about Postal this year. They said,
very nice.
It was very nice. Okay.
Very nice.
Postal is a...
It's very similar to Tarp.
Oh, it's a big, it's a whole festival.
Yes, okay. Huge. It's 10 days this time. The first weekend was mainly Neo, but they had traditional also.
Yeah.
But from then on, it was mainly traditional with Neo tacked on.
Okay.
So you can do both.
Oh, I thought Tarp was unique in this respect, in terms of... sort of very big event with all types of activities, not just dances.
No.
Okay, Postal. Okay. That was Toulouse. That was
Toulouse.
Costa.
Oh, then I went to Cologne. That was very nice.
Cologne.
It was a, yeah.
Yeah.
Carnival de mi barrio.
Mm.
That was an encuentro.
Yeah.
That's the end of July. Then I went to Cheltenham in August.
Oh, yeah.
And from Cheltenham, I flew from Stansted directly to Tarbes.
To Tarbes.
And here,
here
we are.
Yeah. You've got a lot more coming up this year?
Yes.
Wow. Okay, so I'm looking at Anne's diary and it's just like blocked out week after week. It's just like... maybe we'll save that for another time. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm very excited about Poland. My next trip is Poland. I've got two events back to back.
Yeah.
One in Krakow and the other in, I won't say this right, but Wrocław.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So okay. To two. And yeah, well, it's part of my East European
tour.
Tour, yeah. So this year I've done Budapest, Bucharest, Poland, and Belgrade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks very much for sharing your trip so far.